This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Haryana tomorrow on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti. He will travel to Hisar in the morning and flag off commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects in Yamuna Nagar and address the gathering on the occasion. Boosting power infrastructure in the region, along with the vision of electricity reaching the last mile, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deen Bandhu Chhotu Ram Thermal Power Plant at Yamuna Nagar. Taking forward the vision of Gobardhan scheme, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarrabpur in Yamuna Nagar. Mr. Modi will also inaugurate the 14.4-kilometre Rewari Bypass project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. It will decongest Rewari city, reduce Delhi-Narnaul travel time by around 1 hour and boost economic and social activity in the region. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with Chief Secretary and DGP of the state yesterday. The West Bengal DGP briefed that the situation is tense but under control and is being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. Meanwhile, Union Home Secretary said that apart from nearly 300 BSF personnel locally available in Murshidabad, additional 5 companies have been deployed at the request of the state government. He further advised the state administration to keep a close watch on other sensitive districts also and to put in place adequate steps to ensure normalcy at the earliest. Mr. Mohan said that the centre is also closely monitoring the situation and assured the state all possible assistance, including deployment of additional manpower if necessary. India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $10.8 billion, reaching over $676.2 billion in the week ending April the 4th. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the Reserve Bank of India during the last week, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $9.07 billion to over $574 billion. Gold reserves increased by over $1.56 billion, totaling $79.36 billion. The US has announced exempting smartphones and computers imported to the country from the latest tariffs. According to a US Customs and Border Protection notice, smartphones and computers will be excluded from US President Donald Trump's 10% global tariff on most countries and the much larger Chinese tariffs of 145%. The exemption applies to products entering the US or removed from warehouses as early as April the 5th. The exemptions also include other electronic devices and components, including semiconductors, solar cells, and memory cards. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Assam and Meghalaya today. The IMD has also predicted thunderstorms along with gusty winds and lightning over Kerala, Mahe, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Rayalaseema and Telangana. We have more from our correspondent.
The weather department predicted thunderstorms with lightning over south interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, coastal and north interior Karnataka. The IMD added that thunderstorms with gusty winds are likely to prevail over Jharkhand, Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. Similar conditions are expected over east and northeast India over the next 2 to 3 days. Further, the IMD predicted heatwave conditions at isolated places over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam. The IMD added that heatwave conditions are likely to prevail in west and east Rajasthan, west Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Punjab and Haryana from the 14th to 18th of this month. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In archery, the Indian duo of Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Rishabh Yadav clinched the gold medal in the compound mixed team event at the World Cup Stage 1 in Florida, USA. The pair edged past their Chinese Taipei opponents Huang Yizhu and Chen Che Lun 153-151 in the thrilling final last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.